We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the UB Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We're talking UB hoops over the next hour, men's basketball, women's basketball. We've got some great guests lined up for you, including Javon Graves from the men's team, Teresa Onwuka from the women's team. But we're going to start it off with maybe the happiest basketball coach in Western New York, and that would be Jim Weitzel, not only because you're coming off a huge win, Coach, but you had a little time to relax, a week between games or so. What's this odd week at this point of the season been like for you?
Well, it's been good because we won our last game. That's always when coaches want to go in the finals. They want to win the last game, and to win at DePaul was a great job by our guys. One of the things we keep talking about, being resilient, getting tougher. We were really disappointed with the way we played at Vanderbilt. I thought our effort at Vanderbilt was good, but I thought we just didn't play complete and we didn't really follow through with the things we were trying to do. And I thought at DePaul, our guys were really locked in and did a nice job. So it was a good way to finish going into finals. Now you got finals this week, which is always a little bit tough in terms of your practice schedule, trying to, because you're working around academics and you're also trying to get better. So got a big game against Army on Saturday afternoon, starting a homestand. It's nice to be back home.
All right, we're going to talk a lot more about the big win over DePaul that came last Sunday, 74-69. Did you get a sense that your guys were on another level going into a game against an undefeated team that had started to get a lot of national attention? They were coming off a win over Texas Tech. We know how significant that is. Did you have a different feeling before that one even tipped off?
Well, I liked our preparation going into it. I felt like, we could do some things that could bother them. Like every game, you feel that way, I think, as a coach. And also areas really you have to do a good job. I was really concerned with us about shutting down their transition, which we did an excellent job of, and rebounding, which we were plus 14 on the board. Those are the areas they've been really dominating with other teams. So to make them run half-court offense was the goal, and our guys did a good job with that. Offensively, I thought our guys, once they kind of got their feet underneath them, they were able to play against their length. We still had trouble scoring inside the lane because they're so long. But I thought we spread the ball out pretty well. We got a lot of second and third opportunities, and that really helped us kind of get our offensive game flowing.
A lot of that came in that very crucial stretch, end of the first half, yes, early in the second half. It winds up being an 18-0 run. And the things that you talked about, rebounding, forcing turnovers, you had 19 of them forced in the game, hitting threes, all of those kind of came into that part of the game. And I think you'd say that determined the game because you put them on their heels, and even though it got close at the end, they were fighting uphill.
Yeah, we always talk to our guys, build a gap. And if you're behind, close the gap. And I think the biggest thing is that stay, because the game's, you know, 40 minutes and with a 3-point shot, things can change. So I love the way we finished the half because I thought we had outplayed them in the first half, but really didn't. We didn't have the lead. And then Sorondo comes in, makes two big threes, really got us going there. And then the beginning of the second half, Javon comes out, hits a three. We got back-to-back threes and a two, so we outscored 8-0 in the first minute and a half. And then all of a sudden, now we're up 15, and now we got a gap. And then, you know, DePaul comes back, but I think having that gap certainly helped us, and along with us, it really helped our confidence.
Talking with Jim Weitzel, UB men's basketball head coach here on the UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You mentioned Javon Graves, Rondo Sagu, Devontae Jordan all did what they needed to do offensively, but Josh Mbala has a career-high 14 rebounds. Your team now is third in the country in offensive rebounding. Josh is sixth individually. Dive in a little deeper on those numbers, what they mean, how important it is, and what it sort of says about your players that, particularly on the offensive side, they've been really, really good.
Yeah, no, I think Josh really has done a great job on the offensive boards and really rebounding overall. But sixth in the country is outstanding because we're not a big, big team. So he's not like playing with another 6'10 guy that's wedging people out. He's playing, he's our tallest guy on the floor. And Javon's done a nice job on the offensive boards. I'd like to see, I've talked to Jonathan Williams a lot about being the third party there because we like to get three guys there that's over and over on the glass. But yeah, he's done a great job with it. I thought he had one, the thing with DePaul is he had one that was really big. They were coming back and then he gets it. He kicks out to Devontae Jordan for a big three. And then I think from there on in, we kind of felt like we're in great shape. So I think he's done a nice job on it. And on the defensive board, he's done a nice job. Rebounding is certainly have a good feel for where it's at, but along with it is tenacity, staying with it, resilience, toughness. So that's been good. And Javon's a very good offensive rebounder for a guard. So that's an area we got to get better at. But I've been happy with our defensive board is an area where we need to improve on as a group. If we can get there, then we can really – we keep talking to our guys, can we make another step up the rung? I mean, that's really, really important to be able to do. And I think you got to look at different areas you can improve on. So the defensive rebounding is there. But Josh, I've been real pleased with his rebounding.
Next step on the rung of the schedule comes up on Saturday as the 6-3 Bulls host the Army Black Knights here at Alumni Arena, 2 o'clock start. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus. The Black Knights have struggled a little bit, lost a couple games in a row, 4-5 on the year. What have you seen so far from Army? I know they have a couple of really good seniors that kind of lead the way for them.
Two seniors, a big kid named Wilson, who's all-conference, and a point guard named Funk. Who's I think he's fourth in the Patriot League in all-time assist. So the ball's in his hands. He's a little like a little Steve Nash. He keeps the dribble, makes a lot of plays for others. The rest of the guys can shoot the three really well. So we got to do a good job of containing those two guys. And then what we got to do is use our depth a little bit and see if we can make that a difference there. Army's played a good schedule. I mean, and obviously anyone that, you know, is familiar with the respect we all have for West Point, you know, what those kids go through is special. So now they're starting to break. So a little bit of, I think they're going to come in and give us a great game. Jimmy Allen, the coach, and I are good coaching friends, and we got this game, this schedule. But we knew this was a game that was going to be tough. They play a little bit of ball control. They'll give you some zone. They'll pressure. They give you different things. Jimmy's really innovative in terms of what he tries to give you different looks. So we got to prepare for a lot of different things that maybe – he'll throw at us that way. So a big game for us, and hopefully we got a great crowd on Saturday afternoon. I think we're honoring our football team before they go down to the Bahamas. Students, before they go home, I'd love to see a great afternoon of of fun in the alumni arena.
That's Saturday at 2 o'clock, Bulls and Army, the keys to the game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. And finally for you, Jim, beyond the Army game, you got a couple of more home games, all against your local rivals, before you kind of gear up for MAC play. As you start to wrap up this non-conference part of the schedule, what have you liked? Then what have you, are you still trying to get the guys to work on throughout the rest of these games?
Well, I still think the big thing for us is going to be defense and rebounding, shot selection. All right, I think that's really big. And then developing our bench. Our bench is getting better. Like David Nickelberry's come in, Gabe Grant came in, played good minutes. Rondo played excellent, and Laquil Hartnett. We got to keep him out of foul trouble. But we're getting some of those other big guys back. I think Brock will be back in about a couple weeks. We're not rushing him back. But I like to see some of the progress we're making. Savion Gallien is a guy we're trying to get him some minutes. He's practiced very well. So that's progress. But we got to get those guys there before conference. So a big homestand. I mean, obviously you got Army, then you got Canisius and Niagara. It just kind of fell that way this year. So those are always big rivalry games, and much respect there for those teams. So we're going to have to really play very well before Christmas break.
All right, got some fun games coming up. It all starts on Saturday against Army. Jim, good luck on Saturday. If we don't get a chance to see you, have a great holiday for you and your family. And it's been fun to see the start of this season so far.
Thanks, Paul. Happy holidays to all our fans.
All right, thank you very much. That's Jim Weitzel, UB Men's Basketball Head Coach. More to come on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest Lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with four new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Get 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device, $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
We continue on with the UB Basketball Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. My name is Paul Peck. We continue to talk UB men's basketball, joined by the Bulls' leading scorer at the moment. His name is Javon Graves. And Javon, congratulations on a really big win over DePaul on Sunday. Give everybody a little perspective on what you guys were thinking going into this game against an undefeated team that had been playing really well. And as you came out of it with a win, how important that was.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big opportunity for us going into that game. We lost to Vanderbilt, and we were going through it a little bit. Just we knew that we had to step up big.
What kind of challenges did DePaul present to you, and how were you guys, did you feel like you were able to respond to them?
Yeah, they were long, athletic. They pressured us a lot, so we knew that we had to keep control of the ball, and that helped us.
You had 21 points to lead the lead the way, and that's not been unusual. As I mentioned, you are the team's leading scorer this year. How easy or hard has it been to sort of embrace that different part of your role? We know you can score. We saw you do that last year, but sort of going in maybe every week feeling like you have to lead the way a little bit.
Well, it's not that big of a burden for me. I just play my role, do what the team needs, and I know that other teams game plan against me. And I just have to adjust.
That didn't happen quite as much last year. Have you noticed the difference in the way teams are defending you?
Definitely. One of the games I had a big game. The next game they kind of stuck to me a little bit more.
How does that force you to have to change the way that you play?
Just attack the game a different way. First, probably start out, get a couple rebounds, little points like that, and then just going with the flow.
Talking to Bulls guard Javon Graves here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. When you look back on the win over DePaul, and you've been a part of some big victories, the Syracuse to West Virginia wins last year, even the Harvard win this year, where do you think that one kind of ranks? And how important was it for a relatively younger team that hadn't necessarily been through some of those wins like you had to get some validation from it?
Yeah, that ranks up there very high. The next day they were probably going to be ranked really high on the AP poll. So that was big for us as a team to go forward and just take a lot of steps.
You've had most of this week off now, not playing again until Saturday when you host Army, then a couple of more home games for you to wrap up the regular season or the non-conference part of the season. Give me a little idea as you look back on this part of the schedule, how it's gone for you and what you feel like you've learned about your team.
I think we've learned a little bit of the roles we have as a team. Each guy is stepping up big. The bench is getting better and better each game. We have a lot of stuff we can still improve, such as the free throws. And I think we're getting better overall.
Rebounding has been a big part of this team's success. Top five in the country in offensive rebounding. Rebounding is always an effort kind of a stat, right? Sometimes they fall in your hands, but a lot of times you have to be in the right place to get them. Give everybody a sense of why this team's so good at rebounding.
Definitely. I think we're relentless. Coachy wants us to all just crash unless you're the point guard or the shooter. Just being fearlessness.
It's been interesting sort of watching your development through your first 2 years here and into year number three. You obviously came in as a guy that was used to sort of always having the ball, being the scorer. We talk about you being the leading scorer. That's what you were. And then you kind of come here and you have to find a different role. How much of a challenge was that for you?
Oh, well, I kind of went through the same thing in high school. My first 2 years, good team, good players. I had to take the role back. But this year is just a different step.
This isn't anything unusual for you. You kind of know what you need to do in order to be that guy and the one that everybody's looking to?
Yes, I know what the team expects of me, and I just take it full advantage.
There's so many new players on this team, and like yourself, new players in new roles. How hard has that been to find everybody, to get everybody in those situations, and how satisfied are you that that's starting to fall in place right now?
Yeah, I think it's really falling in place now. Guys are knowing their roles and how they can contribute each game, and it starts with practice.
What is it about practice? What is it that Coach Weitzel is working you hard in practice, or what is it that about that attitude of practice that helps that?
It's the competitiveness. We all want to compete each day to get better and get one another better, and he focuses on that.
How much did you learn from being a part of this team, but learn from the guys like CJ and Nick and kind of learn about the standard that's been set around here?
I learned a lot, especially the leadership, being the first guy to compete as hard as I can and just follow what coach wants us to do.
Do you feel like, are these conversations that you and Devontae Jordan have had about sort of that you guys have to be those guys this year?
Yes, especially after a loss, we have to regroup, talk to each other, and then before each game, we kind of have a conversation.
So as I mentioned, you got a couple of more non-conference games, including Saturday's game against Army. Before everything shifts to the MAC schedule, you know how important that is. What do you still want to see accomplished for the rest of this month before those MAC games begin?
Yeah, we want to close out this non-conference, winning all the games and getting better, just building off of each game.
All right, Javon, hey, it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch you play a bigger role. And, you know, sometimes we never quite know what you have in store when you get on one of those fast breaks. So you're keeping everybody on the seat of your pants. You got anything? Have you got anything ready that we haven't seen yet?
We'll see.
Okay, so you're not giving away any information. Saturday, 2 o'clock against Army here at Alumni Arena is your next chance to see Javon Graves and the Bulls hoop it up here and continue this run that has them 6-3 at this point in the season. Javon, congratulations on the start of the year, and we'll look forward to seeing more good stuff out of you.
Sir, thank you.
Bulls guard Javon Graves joining us here on the UB Basketball Insider. More to come from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see Busy Bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Millersport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco design snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
We continue on with the UB Basketball Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway near the UB North Campus. It's Buffalo's premier sports bar and family destination. My name is Paul Peck. We continue to talk UB men's basketball to get you ready for Saturday's home game against Army, 2 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN+. Now joined for our Wisdom of Wolf segment, it's Director of Athletic Communications, Brian Wolf. Wolfie, thanks for a couple minutes of your time. Let's look back at the win over DePaul on Sunday. It doesn't technically count as a win over a ranked team because DePaul didn't get ranked the next day because they lost to you guys, but it's a really significant win, arguably maybe the best win of any team in the MAC this year.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Cincinnati win that BG had was really big too, so those are probably the two best wins. You know, unfortunately, I can't even call it a Power 5 win either because the Big East isn't necessarily a Power 5 conference, but they're like a Power 5 plus. But, you know, if you look back and if you look through some of the analytics site, you look through KenPom and things like that, it's a more impressive win than either win last year. If you take the wins last year against West Virginia and Syracuse, if you look at the analytics, this win against DePaul was actually a more impressive win from an analytical standpoint. So it was really big. I was happy for the guys. I was really happy for Coach Weitzel and Angus Thorpe and Gabe Grant. All those guys are able to go back to Chicago.
Were they walking about a foot above Michigan Avenue while they were there?
They were. You know, Coach Weitzel, it was nice. He actually got to spend with the off day on Monday. He actually got to spend the night there Sunday. He came back on Monday. And, you know, Gabe got to see a lot of family. He played at Fenwick High School, which was right outside of Chicago, and a lot of his high school teammates and guys that he knew were all there. So it was really cool. And then Lewis University, where Jim and Angers coached together, a lot of their players still live in the Chicago area, and they were all at the game. So it was awesome to see that the impact that those two have made on these guys' lives maybe 20 years ago, that they still want to come and watch these guys coach.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. So the win itself was a lot of the formula that we have seen this team win so far this year and probably will apply moving forward. Shooting the ball well is key, three-point shooting as well, forcing turnovers, 19 of them, rebounding, as Coach Weitzel mentioned, a 14-rebound advantage, you know, and moving the ball around, high assist numbers. Like, are those the kind of things that you almost have to check off a box for a Buffalo team to win, and especially to win against a really good team like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you can eclipse the 50 rebound mark against a power opponent, you know, a team like DePaul, and those are the teams that they're a little bit bigger than you, they're a little bit stronger than you. That's usually where the difference is when you look at the mid-major and the high-major teams. So for you to be able to get 53 rebounds, you know, Josh had 14 of them, which was the highest by a UB player in 3 years since Blake had 16 against Miami back in 2016. So when you know, and the thing about Josh too is he wasn't scoring the ball. I mean, until he hit those two free throws late, he had 0 points. He had 0 points and 14 rebounds at one point, which you don't really see that stat
line.
It's
an unusual stat line.
So, you know, and then he hits those two big free throws at the end. But I thought, you know, what was impressive is he had 14 rebounds. Then you have Devontae Jordan, a guard, career high 9 rebounds. Javon Graves, third on the team with 7 rebounds. I mean, when you could, usually 7 rebounds is a pretty good number, and you were still third on the team with that total. So it was really impressive what they were able to do against DePaul. I thought Javon had a great shooting game, and Devontae, you know, just shy of a triple-double, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. I mean, I kind of looked back. You look at those numbers, that doesn't happen in road games. You know, he was one of, I think, 6 players this year to have those numbers on the road. Only 3 of those games ended in regulation, and he was the only one to do it against a power opponent.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about Devontae Jordan, because you look at that, and the thinking might be that when he does get his career triple-double, it might be steals as one of them as well, too, because he's been great at doing that. So for him to do the effort with the rebounding, and now he's moving up the charts on UB's all-time assist list, and he leads the team in steals, to see his game elevate in those kinds of ways has been kind of fun to watch over 4 years.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get from him. Like, you know, you might get the 21-point game from him. You might get the 10-point, 10-assist game from him. You might get the game against William Mary where he had 7 steals. So he kind of does it all. And then he has a couple block shots, too. He had a big block shot at the end of that game.
He's had, like, 3 of the best block shots we've seen around here in years.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's doing it all. And we talked about his assist number. He just went over 400 career assists, one of only 5 players in school history to do that. So probably when the season's over, you know, he's going to flirt with that that 500 assist number, which is really something that's unbelievable to say from a guy who, you know, he saw some minutes his freshman year, but, you know, as we've talked about and you talked about with Coach Weitzel, with the success of this program, these players don't see a whole lot of time as freshmen because they're
you don't have
such,
to. You don't have to.
So, I mean, for him to get the numbers that he has is really unbelievable.
The other thing I want to follow up with you is Brian Wolf, Director of Athletic Communications, our Wisdom of Wolf segment. The team, I think, is up to third in the country in offensive rebounds per game. Josh Mbala is sixth in the country in offensive rebounds per game. And as Coach Weitzel said, there's no 6'10 guys that are doing this. How impressive are those statistics?
Yeah, I mean, I say this all the time, is you got to put a little bit of grain of salt because that means you're missing a lot of shots. But,
true.
You know, it's just, I think the one thing it shows is that when these guys miss their shots, they don't drop their head and let the other team get something quick in transition. These guys they're crashing the boards, they're getting second chance opportunities. If they're not getting the offensive rebound, they're busting back on defense. I mean, one of my favorite plays from DePaul was Antoine Johnson missed a shot, and he got back and he blocked Charlie Moore for DePaul, and then they came back, and I think Javon hit a three on back on the other end. So these guys, when they miss shots, they still play hard, and whether they're getting the offensive rebound or they're getting back. And they're stopping the transition of the opposing team. That's the winning plays that it takes to win a MAC championship.
All right, 2 o'clock on Saturday is the next opportunity for everybody to see the Bulls play. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus as the Army Black Knights from West Point come to town to take on the Bulls. The start of a stretch of home games before MAC action starts in January. Wolfie, thanks for the insight, and enjoy a little bit of time at home here, which has not been the case for most of this season.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right, Brian Wolf from the Athletic Communications Office, our Wisdom of Wolf segment. We're going to shift gears and talk women's basketball. Women's head coach Felicia Leggett-Jack joins us next on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Ah, hot.
Tropical.
Ooh, so cool.
Tropical heating and cooling.
Call 870-0753.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We thank our men's basketball guests, Jim Weitzel, Javon Graves, and Brian Wolf, for the insight, but let's talk women's basketball. The Bulls have been off all week. They're not in action again until Tuesday, coming off a hard-fought win over St. Bonaventure last weekend. Let's find out about that win, about who's playing well, and about the state of the team. Nobody better to do that with than our head coach, Felicia Leggett-Jack.
Winners of 3-0 row and now 7-2 on the season. Coach Jack, overall, as this season has started through 9 games, do you like where your team is at?
Happy, never satisfied. You know, we're young and we're growing. We're starting 3 freshmen, and Tessie Anluka is doing a tremendous job of kind of organizing the group, and Hannah Hall is doing a great job of kind of running the group. And so we're really excited about the growth of our team, but we certainly want them to get a little bit better.
You've won everywhere but in California, so you've dominated all the other 49 states,
let's
haven't you?
Let's go!
All right, let's talk about the one game that you played here in this state, which is your most recent victory, a 46-36 win over St. Bonaventure. How did you describe it? I couldn't say it better than you described it.
An ugly win is better than a pretty loss any day, and boy, those young ladies were in final mode for academics, and we just try to get through it, and I just said, if you can't score, just don't let the other team score.
How do you look at a game like that? There's two ways to look at it. Holding any team to 36 points is incredible. Only scoring 46 is not exactly what you wanted to see either.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just kind of ran around and we just kept telling each other, the shot's going to fall. They're going to fall. You just got to stay into it. You know, you got to stay locked in defensively and just continue to bring the layers. You know, if I get beat, be my backup. If I get beat, you be my backup. And we were having that conversation on the bench, and that's just the players. I thought that, you know, we were going to be in charge of the game due to the conversations I was hearing as I was going into the huddles.
You had two more outstanding performances by your two top scorers this year, De'Asia Fair, 17 points, a little under her average, but she scored 15 in the second, and then Teresa Onwuka with another 10 points and 5 rebounds. Beyond the way those two young ladies played in this game, just give everybody a sense of how well they're playing this year and how important they are to what you want to do.
I'll give you the idea how tough we are. Tessie Onwuka shouldn't have probably played the second half. She was throwing up at halftime. And I told her, you know, let's go. She said, don't you say it, coach. I am playing in the second half. And so we got permission from the trainer. Megan said that she's good to go, and she came out there. And because I think she did that, I think that really gave De'Asia the energy to say, if she's going to play like that, I need to take it up a little bit more. And Marissa Hamilton really stepped up. That's her hometown. That's really cool that, you know, to have her entire family at the game, and she showed them why she chose Buffalo. She played phenomenally.
What are the emotions? What do you as a coach have to do when you have a player who goes into a game like where you know they're going to be a little more psyched up because Marissa's playing there at home, and it's, she's got everybody there? What did you say to her, if anything, before the game?
That's the time you don't say anything. You know, usually you have to coach them up. Let's go. Come on, I need your energy. But when they're playing in front of their home crowd, or their mom come for the first time, or things of that nature, those are the games where you really can take a possession or two off as a coach.
Yeah. Throughout the course of these first 9 games, you've gotten bursts of contributions from different players off your bench. I think the latest player to kind of burst on the scene a little bit has been Jessica Schiffer. Tell everybody what you're seeing from her as she gets more comfortable.
Finally, she's playing like she's comfortable. You know, coming from Germany and coming to a team that did pretty well without her, she was just trying to find her way. And I shared with her that in order for us to continue this success, she has to show up. And so we did a lot of things off the court together, you know, the communication, in airports, sat with her for a few hours and writing letters with her. I mean, that's to get her comfortable with who I am, because we didn't have the whole summer together either. So she's really getting to know me. And I think that once we got comfortable with each other, it gave her permission to spread her wings.
All right. So it's a bit of a, was a bit of a quiet week for you as the players focused on their finals and everything. You don't play again until this coming Tuesday when you host Dayton here at Alumni Arena. Does a break like this kind of come at a good time? Did you feel like everybody needed a little bit of a rest right now?
I think I needed a rest. Okay. I have a really young staff. I have a really young team. I got a really young everything around me. And I really want to make certain everybody get everything they need. And sometimes I can wear you out a little bit. And so I took a day to slept in a little bit. And but I think that, you know, the team still want to go. I was jogging yesterday around the track Sunday. And I'm looking in on the court. I see two of my players. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, my God, Kelly, I was here first and they're out here. But these young ladies really, really are down. In and they really want to represent Buffalo in a real fashionable way, and they're doing the work in the dark.
Has anything surprised you about this team so far with this 7-2 start?
No, they're just resilient. You know, every single person, even the people that aren't playing. You know what's impressing me right now is Zena Elias. She hasn't played hardly any, but she's the first one in practice. She's the last to leave. If someone needs to get shots up, she's the one that rebounds. I mean, those are kind of things that teams need, you know, those quiet leaders in the locker room. And I think that she's doing a tremendous job, and my hope is to get her on the court sometime.
All right. Well, I hope you were able to catch up a little bit on some more sleep, relax a little bit, let everybody focus on those finals, because it starts on Tuesday, and then the MAC is just a couple of weeks away, right?
One day at a time with this young team. We don't go any further than today's practice.
All right, that's Felicia Leggett-Jack. There's the Bulls off to a 7-2 start. Winners of three in a row, they'll take on Dayton on Tuesday. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much for all you do for women's basketball.
Felicia Leggett-Jack's breakdown of the upcoming opponent Dayton and the remainder of the schedule, all part of our Town BMW Keys to the Game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. Teresa Onwuka has been a revelation for the Bulls this year, but she's also got some really cool stuff going on in her personal and academic life. We'll find out about that when she joins us next on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with four new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device. $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth a thousand words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losee and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losee and Ganji.
In 2018, we retained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losee and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losee-ganji.com.
Losee and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. we see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, WellNow's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit WellNow.com to find the location nearest you.
We're back on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's Buffalo's premier sports bar and family destination. We're talking UB women's basketball now, joined by Bulls senior forward Teresa Onwuka. I know this is not always your most favorite thing to do, but we appreciate you battling here to join us for a couple of minutes. You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
We'll be nice and easy on you. Hey, before we talk basketball, Tessie, we want to talk about something maybe much more important. I know it's much more important. You got some really big news this week where you were accepted into UB's accelerated nursing program. Give everybody a little idea of how significant that is, how important that is to you, and what kind of went into you getting yourself to that position.
So growing up, like when I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a nurse. When I was younger, I wanted to be a nurse, but, you know, I didn't know actually if I really wanted to do it. But the past few summers, I had the opportunity to volunteer at the Sisters of Charity Hospital, where I got to, like, shadow some nurses over there. And that opened up my, like, that made the decision clearer for me that I actually want to do this. And coming into Buffalo, that has been, like, my angle to be a nurse and to get into the nursing program. The nursing program here in UB is so tough. It's so competitive. It's hard to get in. And I'm so happy and I'm glad that I got it into the program.
How much of a challenge has it been for you to juggle a very demanding course of study and the curriculum and all the things that go in with that while also being a Division I college athlete?
It's really tough. It's really tough. But the good thing is, like, we have the help and everything there to help us, you know, juggle that. And Coach Jack is always, like, academics for us. Like, whenever I have, like, finals or exams in my science classes, she always makes sure that I get that taken care of before the basketball comes next. So, you know, my coaches, you know, having the support, getting the support from my coaches and having the help from the school made it a lot easier. I know it's tough, but, you know, it made it a lot easier than it would have been.
So what have you thought about where you want to take this? You'll get your nursing degree. I mean, have you thought about where you want that to go? Is there some thoughts on your part of maybe going back to your native country and trying to help the medical profession there? Or, you know, have you given it that much forward thinking yet?
Yeah, I've thought about it once a while, but I don't know what the end goal is going to be. But so far, you know, doing my nursing program here, it would be a lot easier for me if I could get a job here, because, you know, the illnesses and the everything in Nigeria and here is different. But if I could get a job here, but that would be good. But also, I want to go back to Nigeria, you know, to educate the people, to let people know, you know, like, you know, personal hygiene. And also, I was looking into the Doctors Without Borders to, like, work with them. Mm-hmm. I looked into that, but I would love to do something with that to give back to, you know, to all these poor countries and everybody that don't have access to good medical facility and medical care.
Well, congratulations. It's an amazing achievement for you. And and I know you're going to be as good a nurse as you are a basketball player, if not even better. And that says an awful lot, too. But let's talk a little bit about the basketball. Second leading scorer on the team right now. You've found yourself kind of a nice niche of being a defensive stopper, a rebounder, a scorer. You've taken big strides this year. Do you feel like that? Do you realize that? Are you a different basketball player than you've been previously?
I think, like what Kojak said, like, I'm beginning to see the game a lot slower than before. And, you know, I think every game I'm just going in there as, like, you know, you never know what could happen tomorrow. I'm taking it game by game and, you know, giving it all I have each game. And, yeah.
We're talking with Teresa Onwuka from the UB women's basketball team here on the UB Basketball Insider Show. Nice start to the season so far for your team. Give me an idea and an assessment of how things have gone so far and how you felt like this team has come together, of which you've had a big role in that, being one of this team's leaders.
Yeah, I feel like every game we're getting better. Each game, and we're getting to know each other. You know, like last year, we lost five seniors, and those five seniors were with us. And this year, we have a lot of new people and people who haven't been playing like big roles, stepping up to play big role on the team. We're trying to know each other, and we're getting there each day. Like, I know against St. Bonaventure, it was like a rough game, but you could see how the defense is also getting better in every game.
Did you understand and know that you were going to have to play a big role in replacing those key seniors that have moved on, not only on the court, but in the leadership and in the guidance and in the off the court part of it?
Yeah, the leadership part, I knew I had to step up. I knew I had to be more vocal than I normally used to be, because we're having only two seniors, four upperclassmen total. I knew I have to like talk more and show the lower classmen how it's done and the standards of the team and the team culture.
That's not always easy for you, right?
No, not always easy.
So how have you battled your way through some of your own fears about that?
You know, my teammates have been also helpful in helping me do that. You know, when you talk to people and they listen to you and they believe in you and they trust you, it gives you the confidence to keep saying the right thing and keep doing what you're expected to do. So my teammates and my coaches have been really helpful in making me step out of my comfort zone and lead.
All right, it's been a nice win over St. Bonaventure. You guys gutted out a tough one there. You've had a nice week or so off. You don't play again until the 17th. What's your goals for the rest of the month before the MAC season starts?
It's for us to just keep getting better. And, you know, the more we keep getting better in March, we'll be ready. So just taking it game by game and keep getting better each game.
All right. She hasn't missed a shot in her last two games. You don't have to comment on that because we don't want to jinx it. But she has been one of the emerging players, not only for the Bulls, but in the Mid-American Conference. And again, congratulations on the academic achievements as well. That's pretty amazing stuff. Tessie, this wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it wasn't.
All right. See, I'll take a little credit for not making it too painful. Fun to hear Teresa Onwuka talk a little bit about her life and basketball. Much more to come here on the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Back on the UB Basketball Insider Show, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's premier sports bar and family destination. My name is Paul Peck, and we thank all of the guests that we've had so far here on the show, but we always save the best for last. It is time to tee it up with Trinelli. Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director of Athletic Communications, focused on the women's basketball program. You've had a nice little downtime here, which is unusual in your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little weird. It's almost like sometimes I lose track of what day it is because we're so busy, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, it's kind of slowed down, but you know what? It's been good for the team and good for me as well to catch a breath and kind of do some number crunching before we enjoy a nice little stretch at home.
Yep. All right, we'll get to some of those numbers in a moment. Just a quick thought from you, because we haven't dived into it too deeply, on a win over St. Bonaventure. Never an easy place to play. The atmosphere down there was crazy. It's not going in the all-time record books for prettiness in a game, but to some degree, though, are those the kind of games that a good team has to learn how to gut out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, while there might not be a whole lot to necessarily highlight and pull from that game, I think, you know, it's important, and I think you'd rather have those games in November and December than in January and February when you're in the middle of MAC play. So I think the Bulls have been tested in a variety of different situations. You know, they've had to win shootouts, they've had to win some closer games in the 60s and 70s, and then this one, I joke with Matt Mattia, who's always on the call for us and does a great job, and we talked at halftime and said, well, it's not too much, but it might be the first one to 40 wins, and sure enough, Jessica Schiffer hit a three to put the Bulls up 40-33, and I looked up to him and smiled and I said, okay, I think this one might be it. But yeah, you know, you have to learn how to win, and I think the biggest thing that the Bulls were able to take out of that is they found a way to get stops when they needed to on the defensive end, and when you can learn how to do that early in the season, especially with a young team, I think that's only going to help them going forward.
And let's be honest, let's look at the positives. You hold a team to 36 points. That doesn't happen very often in college basketball at any level.
No, absolutely. I mean, the defense was there. There were 30-second violations. There were 5 seconds that were forced, particularly in the second half. And Buffalo's now a perfect 44-0 over the last 2+ years when they hold teams under 59. And obviously, they were well under that mark. So it certainly helps the field goal percentages and the opposing the scoring margin. It'll help you there.
See, you have been crunching the numbers. I knew we'd get to some good numbers there. 7-2 is the Bulls' record so far. Other than the state of California, they haven't lost, right? We joked with Coach Jack about that. To some degree, as you continue to crunch the numbers on the incredible season for De'Asia Fair, in some ways that game at Olean where she struggled a little bit and had to figure out other ways to get her points could very well be a positive. But other than that, as you continue to keep track of what she's doing, give everybody a sense of the significance of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable. 17 points is almost an off game for her. Yeah. I mean, it's laughable, really. She, you know, obviously you mentioned she struggled at halftime. She only had 2 points, and, you know, the team was struggling. They were 0 for 12 from three, hadn't attempted a free throw. And I think, you know, obviously the message, a lot of that comes from the coaching staff, but then it's about, okay, how can I use my basketball IQ here to figure out a different way to score? And she's so dynamic. I think, credit to her game in that she's not one-dimensional. It's not only a three-point shot. It's not only a slashing of the basket, but she has great body control. She sees the floor well, and she plays off her teammates. And I think, you know, there was a need for her to step up, and she found the way to do it. But, yeah, I mean, she's ranking in the top five, if not the top 10, in almost every offensive category. And to be able to do that as a freshman, I mean, you just can't say it enough. I know we're only 9 games in, but it's pretty incredible.
The fact that it's only 9 games in is what makes it incredible. Sarah Trinelli, Assistant Director for Athletic Communications. We're talking women's basketball here on the UB Basketball Insider. So the nice part about it is you're one of only 2 teams in the country that have 2 players averaging over 18 points per game. But the flip side of that is that every game there seems to be another player who wants to be that third one, and it's been Jessica Schiffer and Lauren Christie and Marissa Hamilton, and at times it was Kiowa Walters. The big picture of that, how important is that while there isn't necessarily a third player averaging in double figures, it seems to be more of a group effort?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing in terms of you have your 2 pretty consistent double-digit scores that they can rely on in a Tessie and in a De'Asia, and I think, you know, they've proven that they're there. And their games are ready to stand the test of time, and I think they'll be the leaders going forward. But you can't win a game with very rarely are you going to win one with only 2 in double figures, and you got to get that third and hopefully fourth player in there. And Yeah, I think it's been really positive for Buffalo over the last few games to see that there's four or five players capable of doing that, and not just capable of it, but seem to be willing to embrace that role and say, you know what, if I'm getting 15 to 20 minutes in this game, I'm going to make the most of it. And Mercer Hamilton, career-high 10 rebounds, was absolutely, I thought, was the best player on the floor against St. Bonaventure, and, you know, really took her hometown, if you will, game to heart and stepped up. And Jessica Schiffer finding, she's a lethal three-point shooter. And right now, I think the only thing that was missing was the confidence, and now she has it, ready to stroke it. Lauren's doing a really good job on the defensive end right now and using her long wingspan in the paint. And then the post players, Keo Walters, Aaliyah Gaba, I mean, you need them to continue to keep going, and I think they're starting to take strides and can really be a problem for opponents in the paint.
Next game for the Bulls is Tuesday the 17th here at Alumni Arena against Dayton. Then it's an exhibition against Ryerson on Friday the 20th, and then the 29th against Dartmouth. And that rounds out the non-conference part of the schedule. What do you want to try to see from this team before it all gets started in January in MAC play?
I'm really interested in particular with that Dayton game. I know Coach Jack always takes them one game at a time and, you know, doesn't look to go too much further, but boy, you don't need to, because this Dayton team's 5-5, but I think they're way better than what their record indicates. They've already played three teams in the top 25 and five teams who went to the postseason last year. So yeah, they're 5-5, but they're about as battle tested as any opponent that the Bulls have faced this season. So really interested to see what Buffalo can do with a test like that, especially coming off of this, you know, week or so break. So I think, you know, the biggest thing is to continue to build their philosophies and build the building blocks of what this team's going to be. I think it starts on the defensive end. You've seen that defense starting to trend in the right way. And I think really over the next three games, it's on the offensive end, just figuring out those rotations, figure out who plays best together and what's going to give you the best success going into MAC play. And I have no doubt Coach Jack will get those things figured out with two more non-conference games and an exhibition thrown in there.
All right, that's Tuesday. Matt Mattia will have the call right here on ESPN 1520. You'll also be able to see the game on ESPN Plus. Sarah, appreciate the insight, and enjoy the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for
having
me.
Sarah Trinelli, the Assistant Director for Athletic Communications, our Tee It Up for Trinelli segment wraps up this edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show. Remember, the men are home on Saturday, a 2 o'clock tip-off against Army. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. We thank Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill for being our host, and we thank you for listening to this edition of the UB Basketball Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.